1 Thessalonians chapter 4. Finally, then, brethren, we plead with you and exhort you in the Lord Jesus that as you learn from us how to live in a way that pleases God, just as you are doing now, that you continue to do so even more. For you know the instructions we gave you through the Lord Jesus, for this is the will of God, your being made holy. I want to emphasize specifically that you abstain from sex outside of the marriage bond. Each one of you must know how to act with respect to his own body in holiness and honor, not in passion of carnal desire like the Gentiles who don't know God. No one should go beyond God's limits, fraudulently using his brother or sister for their own pleasure, because the Lord is the one who will take revenge on the offenders concerning all these things about which we already warned you and solemnly testified. For God has not called us to contaminate ourselves with sexual activities outside of marriage, but to holiness. Therefore, he who rejects this teaching does not reject mere human opinion, but rejects God, who has given us his Holy Spirit. But concerning the love of the brethren, you don't need anyone to write you, for you yourselves are taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you practice this with respect to all the brethren who are in all of Macedonia. But we exhort you, brethren, that you do so more and more. Also, you make it your ambition to lead a quiet life, to mind your own business, and to work with your hands, just as we instructed you. This is so that your life would be attractive to outsiders, and also so that you would not be in need of anything. But we don't want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep, that is, died, so that you don't grieve like the other people who have no hope. For since we believe that Jesus died and rose again, we also believe that God will bring those who have fallen asleep in Jesus with him when he returns. We say this to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain here until the coming of the Lord will in no way arrive ahead of those who have fallen asleep, that is, died. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shouted command from an archangel and with the sounding of the trumpet of God. At that moment, the dead and the anointed one will resurrect first, and then we who are alive and are still here will be caught up in the clouds together with them to meet the Lord in the air, and so we will be with the Lord forever. Therefore, comfort each other with these words. This is the end of 1 Thessalonians chapter 4.
The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries,
not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor.
We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.